Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. We're still looking to see anything on the horizon here of the raid of Mar-a-Lago. We'll talk with Mike Huckabee. Just told you on Twitter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders puts out, how appalling what we're seeing going on here. And people are reminding her when she tweeted when Hillary Clinton was going after the FBI, if you're attacking FBI agents, you're losing. Well, I don't know that anybody reasonable is attacking the average FBI agent. And the FBI is just the arm turned loose on Americans. It's the Justice Department. It's Merrick Garland and that whole group there. But at the upper levels of the FBI, they are out of control. And what's going to happen when the red tsunami hits congressionally, which I think it will, the investigations are going to be overwhelming of Garland. The one I would start with, Hunter Biden's probably logical, but the parents, who knew what? What were they going to do? What were they trying to do going after parents and school boards? All right, joining us, though, we love it when we get a good tip of something that wasn't on our radar screen. Liz Ferry is the Upper Dublin Commissioner, one of the elected officials leading Upper Dublin, prominent out there in Montgomery County, contacted Dan yesterday because they know one of my preoccupations is Krasner land or elements of it coming to suburban areas. We see this. It bleeds out of Philadelphia. And there's some new special program that Dr. Arkush, we haven't said her name in a little while, apparently has instituted out there that appears to be pretty soft, potentially, on criminals. So let's go to Liz Ferry here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Liz, thanks for contacting Dan, and thanks for coming on today.
Well, good afternoon, Dom, and thanks so much for having me today to raise an issue that I believe is really a serious concern to our county and region around keeping our community safe. So thank you.
So as I understand it, but feel free, Liz, to take your time filling in the blanks. Mm-hmm. There's some kind of bail program here that's fishy. Tell us what has been instituted by Valerie Arkush principally.
Sure. So just a step back. So as you noted, I'm a commissioner in Upper Dublin Township in Montgomery County, and I regularly meet with officials from throughout the county, and increasingly I'm hearing concerns from the law enforcement community about a process that was implemented in July 2020 by the Montgomery County Board of Commissioners to create a so-called, they call it a pretrial services unit, which is really a euphemism for bail reform. And basically what this effectively does is reduce the bail to zero or almost zero for criminals, letting them walk free to repeat their criminal behavior again. Really, as you noted, much like what is happening in Philadelphia with Larry Krasner. Now, the county hired a firm to develop a list of criteria, a matrix of sorts, and then reduced the bail based on that matrix, often going against our district justices. So it's really an end run around our criminal justice system.
Well, how do you do that? I thought the judge, in my understanding, would be the one that would be setting these.
Well, that's right. And then what happens is it goes to this so-called pretrial services unit that looks at the matrix and has various criteria they determine and then lowers sometimes the bail that's offered. And sometimes the district justices feel a lot of pressure to keep the bail low, I'm told. So the system is really quite concerning because, as I noted, it's really doing an end run around the current process to try and implement what's going on here that's happening in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Are district judges elected officials?
They are elected officials. That's correct.
All right.
Yes.
So we got an elected official, but then we've set up something that I've never heard of before. And this matrix that you're describing seems like the answer is already going to be there, that in many cases,
right,
the bail is going to be lower, probably in a sizable number of cases, than a district judge ordinarily would do.
That's exactly right. And I filed actually a right to know with the county requesting additional information that I'm happy to share with you when I get it. And it's basically about who is this firm that developed this process, the cost, et cetera. And the county has not gotten back to me yet, but again, I'll share with you. But I did want to note, too, and I shared this with Dan, an article that was recently published about a man in Lower Pottsgrove who severely injured his girlfriend's young child on numerous occasions. And for this terrible child abuse, the pretrial services unit really let him walk free, setting bail at only $1,000. And there was such an outrage that they went back and got him. So, and I'm told by law enforcement there's numerous examples of bad guys getting out who turn around and commit another crime.
So apparently, allegedly, this guy was abusing the girlfriend's kid, classic case, and somewhat severely,
yeah,
and the bail was only $1,000. So do you have a sense, I know you're trying to get more information, Liz Furry with us from Upper Dublin, of how the matrix comes up with $1,000 in that situation?
Right, and they do have some information listed on the website. Folks can look it up, but it's not terribly clear. So I'm trying to get additional information to see what this is all about and why we're doing it. And I think most importantly, Dom, is that the police have raised concern, law enforcement community has raised concerns. It's my understanding they met with the county, and they feel like their voices are not being heard. And that's a real concern to me because the officers I talked to said that Montgomery County really was known as a law enforcement community, you know, tough on crime community, but really we're turning into Philadelphia. And that's what prompted me to call you, because I know you're a great supporter of the police community and want to make sure that we address this issue.
Yeah, and the bigger picture, it's another sign to me, sadly, given the Arkush, and I'll leave you out of this, and her stooge there, the second in command, they have a 2-to-1, turning Montgomery County, not just on law, into Little Philadelphia, modeling the very same things that drag down Philadelphia. And it's going to take a long time to do that, I think, Liz, or somewhat a long time, because Montgomery County has so much to offer, you know, prosperous, et cetera. But they'll do the same thing that was done to Philadelphia if you give them another 5 years of this. And this is chilling, because how do you do that without creating new laws? I mean, was there a law that was passed? What's the mechanism here to supersede the district judges?
Yeah, again, I have to get more information down, but my understanding is that they just implemented this program that's been implemented in other more liberal areas of the nation as a way to so-called do bail reform and provide more equity in the system.
Yeah, well, I think, Liz, my advice, thank you for bringing it to our attention, first of all. Second of all, we got something to wrap it around, something specific rather than just our suspicions, this Lower Pottsgrove situation. You know, when you hear child abuse of a child, the girlfriend, the whole thing, and we actually have a number, they come up with $1,000 bail, that shows you where this, that's a pittance for something like this. That is a dangerous situation where you can go right back into the same situation. That's why we would keep someone and make the bail substantial.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right,
case in particular was really horrific. And I don't want to go into it in details. I know Dan has the article.
Yeah.
He can post it, but really awful stuff. So shocking.
Yeah. We'll post that at Dom Show 1210 to let people take a look at it right now, Liz. And again, thank you. Thanks for thinking of this. I do hope maybe at some point we hear you consider something on a county-wide level. We need to get the majority in Montgomery County. That's the only way this type of stuff is ever going to be stopped. Would you consider that at some point?
That's something that I'm considering, yeah. But right now, I'm really just focusing on 2022 and getting good candidates elected.
Yeah. And again, thank you for connecting the dots. This is how this stuff starts in the suburbs. This is a classic, you're right, in various places. And they supersede law and order, district judges, and then people wake up and someone's out who does something horrific, who had already done allegedly something horrific because of so-called bail reform. I mean, we don't want people to languish in jail. We're not saying that of something a minor and they happen to be in there because they just can't afford it. But something like repeatedly abusing a child, allegedly, yeah, $1,000 bail doesn't cut it.
That's right. That's right. Well, I really appreciate you allowing me to speak to you today and raise the issue with your audience and yourself, and hope we can get to the bottom of this and end this practice, which really sounds detrimental to the county.
Absolutely. Liz, anytime, please just be in touch with us and we'll be on it immediately.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom.
You're welcome, Liz. Thank you very much. And again, we pride ourselves that we were contacted by Liz. And Dan's putting that up. Dan, anything else you see in that article? The lower Pottsgrove guy? No. $1,000 bail, though. Now, this is classic right in front. Look, I know today this unprecedented raid on Trump's home. We got Mike Huckabee coming up. I just told you what his daughter said. And I want to ask you about that. We don't want to go too far and say the average FBI agent, you know, not saying that. But it's not just Christopher Wray. Okay. And you know what? We do back law enforcement. But this corruption at the top, and again, the tell on this, that's why I was using the word inconsistency, two tiers of justice. You can't go all out, as this clearly is unprecedented. And yet, Mrs. Clinton, Hunter Biden, the better case for me, because it's so shocking and it removes Trump and Clinton. Merrick Garland going after parents and school board meetings, trying to make us believe that we had a wave of people out there that were just threatening with death school board members. Now, what we have are these petty little tyrants on school boards. And if they can't take the heat of public opinion, like over in Pensbury, then don't become a school board member. Locking down schools, critical race theory, all the transgender nonsense. We just brought you something here, though, that I think is why we do what we do. All right? This is a Krasner-like approach. Valerie Arcuche's fingerprints all over it. Why should you have an operation coming up with something like this when district judges, elected officials, people have confidence they're setting the correct bail? This is exactly what Krasner has been doing in Philadelphia. Has Montgomery County gone that far? Yeah. Under Valerie Arcuche, they have. You know my theory. It's more than a theory. It's true. You have the smarter and maybe better healed people who fled Philadelphia, but they brought their same dumb progressive ideas with them. And wherever they go, they turn anything into an unsafe area. That's exactly $1,000 bail. The Matrix. We're in the Matrix, the Montgomery County Matrix, Dan. That's my headline for the next column. I love the Matrix, but which pill am I supposed to take here, the red or the blue? Yeah. Can you imagine? That's what we're hearing here. And, this, you know, we've been talking about that Sunday morning thing that I did that'll be on September 11th. I was trying to explain why talk radio exists as a counterpart. The Inquirer probably thinks this is great. You know, people shouldn't be languishing in jail. Yeah, let's see if the Inquirer takes that article Dan put up at Dom Show 1210, where a guy in Lower Pottsgrove allegedly beating up the kid with a girlfriend, you know, the whole syndrome, and they let him out on $1,000 bail until there's an outrage. We're not going to get an outrage every day, so they get away with it. This is Valerie Arcuche. This is her nonsense. She would fit in perfectly in Philadelphia, in that stooge of Valerie Arcuche, the number two guy out there, Lawrence. Yes, Valerie. Yes, Valerie. Yes. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. All right, I'm coming to your calls. And the FBI now is just, if they haven't shattered it already, does this bleed down to the average FBI agent? God. Then Republicans are, well, don't you support law enforcement? Okay. I do support, though, transparency. Tell us why you did it. Show us the search warrant. 855-839-1210.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, it is Dom time. Side question today. National Rice Pudding Day. Had a heck of a rice pudding story already. Hit us with that food that doesn't get enough love. In other words, it's very underrated. Please don't call in with Scrapple. You know, that's, come on. Scrapple's overrated beyond belief in Philadelphia. Hit us with that underrated food. All right, we're monitoring anything that happens with the Trump raid. Just heard this chilling story, though, from Montgomery County. And again, where's the rest of the media talking about how insidious this is? How this is even out there in suburbia? That's where it starts, bail reform. Let them out. You don't. That's unfair. It's too high. $1,000. Allegedly beating up the kid. Doing it again. Then when the worst happens, oh my God, how did that happen? By the way, Steve Keeley is beyond on a roll at Fox 29. The story after story after story. And Philadelphia is way ahead now of the murder rate of last year. That's the story. That ought to consume people. All right, let's go to Terry in King of Prussia. And Terry, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Terry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I haven't talked to you in a while. I just like to say that I just can't take it when Republicans are holier than hell. And you could say, well, at the insurrection, it was okay to go after the blue, the men in blue. It was okay.
Let's stop you right there. Nobody's saying that. Let's talk about what we have in front of us. Do you agree, Terry, the FBI, the Department of Justice, Terry, ought to show us the warrant so then people can make a judgment, is this substantial or not? Isn't that the right way to go?
Well, they went before a judge, didn't they?
And that's not, who knows? Yes, possibly. What? Yes, possibly.
Well, what do you mean? That's possibly the only way they do it, Dom.
No, I said Dom, possibly. I don't know the motivation of the judge. Tell me why we can't see what it is that was so consequential they had to use this type of device.
Well, I'll tell you what it was. It was the paperwork that guy took home with him, and he's not supposed to. He's not above the law, Dom. And
wait a minute. Excuse me. Wait a minute. Aside from that, one, he has the power to declassify a lot of that. He may have. Two, Terry, you don't raid.
Bring it back.
You don't raid. You don't raid in this manner with the FBI. You appoint a special counsel. You negotiate. That's how this works. Even with Watergate, that's what they did.
Okay, wait a minute, Dom. He was asked to bring it back, okay? And he didn't. He thinks he's above the law. He wants to be a dictator. I've said this before. I don't ever want to see him in power again. Lock him up. Period.
Okay, now, Terry, let me ask you. So do you think this type of action is helping that wish you have that Trump is never president again? You really think it's helping that?
Well, you know what? There's so many things happening, so much being thrown on the wall about him. I hope he never gets in. How about this? Find me this amount of...
Thank you, Terry. All right. I know you're getting worked up. Don't want to go too far there. My point is this. This is not helping if you're anti-Trump in the slightest. This is increasing the odds, unless the FBI or the Department of Justice really is going to produce something letting us know how consequential this is. And here's the reason, one of the reasons why. People are rightly thinking, look, if they can mount this sort of attack on the president's residency, particularly when, even though he's out of power now, there's a good chance he'll be the nominee and a good chance, reasonable chance, he'll be president again. Oh, my God. Imagine what they can do to anybody else. That's a legitimate thought people have. So the way to counter that, that it rises to this level, is to come forward and show or give the details of the warrant. Until you do that, we have to assume, well, all it is a violation of the National Archives Act, things of that nature. Now you can say, well, he's not above the law, Dom, come on. Yeah, that doesn't demand an FBI raid. It doesn't. It doesn't rise to that level. Even Andrew Cuomo tweeted out today. I led the show with this. Andrew Cuomo. DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic, undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of January 6th investigations. Andrew Cuomo, he's right on point. The ball is in the court, more of the DOJ. And if we're going to use the FBI in any manner that we want, come on now, you can hate Roger Stone all you want. Scuba divers, putting him outside with his wife, raiding Paul Manafort at 6 in the morning. If you want to embarrass them, you want to shame them, okay. What about the just exemplar of the person who's gotten away with it? What about Hunter Biden? Just people understand something like, what the heck did this guy do? How is he bulletproof on this stuff? So, again, if you think you want to defeat Trump, is this the way to do it? No. This is going to bring into the mix apolitical people. They're the people you don't want to be against you. They don't pay that much attention to it. They see something like this and they go, that doesn't sound right. Plus, they're worried themselves. I don't want the FBI or somebody like this crawling over them. What would I do? They're able to do that to Trump. The left wing that likes this, they're already there. They think they got him now on this. So 855-839-1210, you get in. This story, too, that we just gave you out of Montgomery County. It'll be interesting to hear how the Inquirer spins it whenever they get around to it, whenever they get on it. The idea of setting bail from some cockamamie system as an improvement. Bail is too high. This is what Krasner has said. This is what Soros says. And then we wonder how people, one way or another, criminals are out there. They're out there now in Montgomery County, too. And soon they'll try to be in other, they're coming to the suburbs. And it only takes a few years more of this stuff in Montgomery County to erode. The crew running Montgomery County now, or Cushion, whatever, she would fit in perfectly in Philadelphia. She's an out-of-control progressive authoritarian. Remember when she went lockdown, even when there wasn't a virus problem? That silly doctor that she had that said, he's like Wayne Gretzky, go where the puck is going to be. We're going where the disease is going to be. Come on now. You want that in the suburbs. But it's an uphill battle to get that second seat. There's one minority seat, two majority seats in Montgomery County. Need another person to get two people on there to stop this. Montgomery County still can be saved, but rapidly, things like this, they're just letting criminals loose. Why would you do that? Because that's what progressives think. What do you mean, why would we do that? Look at the evidence in Philadelphia. And then when the worst happens, they say, well, I didn't want that to happen. So say in the case with the Lower Pottsgrove guy or something, a story like that, the worst happens. Oh, well, we didn't want that. Well, the logic of your position as a progressive is that's what you're going to have happen. All right, let's go to Greg in South Philly. Hey, Greg, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Greg.
So I just want to bring up a couple things that I heard. One, the FBI group that you keep talking about, they're actually out of D.C. directly, the ones that were
yes.
had to talk about. So it's not all the FBI agents, just that one group, because it wasn't anybody in Florida.
Well, it's also, look, at some level, they're following orders, too. I mean, it's a paramilitary organization. Yeah. But I would say it's more than just Christopher Wray and his top lieutenants. I think, at least in the Washington branches, it's you rise in the FBI now, it seems, as if you have a particular bias against Trump, at least, if not Republicans.
Yeah, and it's the same group they just did the hearings about when they pulled Christopher Wray up there. So it's that same group that's, like, he even thinks they're leaning one way or another one. But the other thing I heard on a show called Louder with Crowder, Giuliani said that the FBI agents were there like a week or so before, and they've secured the room that they raided. So I'd be shocked if they omitted that in their warrant to a judge, because if they already secured the property, then the property's secure. Therefore, it's not at risk of being destroyed.
Oh, I hear. Yeah, we're hearing destroying something, of course, Greg. You're right today. And again, until they produce the warrant, then they're suspect on this. They're suspect that they've gone way overboard, Greg, without a doubt. Thank you. Yeah, destruction of something seems to be one of the arguments that we'll ultimately hear from them. All right, the Earl of Tacconi's next. Don't forget our side question today, too, at the end of your call. Hit us with that food that does not get enough love, like rice pudding. Just make sure, you know, it's like potato salad, Dan. That potato salad, too much mayonnaise. Same thing, rice pudding. Why do people overdo it? Why don't they keep it in the guidelines? You know, you really can't put too much cinnamon on it. I'll say that.
But yeah, you can.
You can put too much milk in
it. You can put too much cinnamon on it, Dom.
I don't think so.
You can.
See, I have to make
spicy.
An exception.
You don't want spicy rice pudding?
I love the, what is it? The raisins. No, they're not raisins. They're,
you know, Maisie despises raisins.
No, they're not raisins. I take that back. What the heck? It's not the raisin. There's something.
In rice pudding?
Yes, in rice pudding.
I think it's raisins, isn't it?
No, it's not a raisin. What fruit is that? It'll come to me here. All right, let's go to the Earl with Tacconi. Hey, Earl, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. This whole raid on Trump has a very specific smell to it, and it smells like Obama. This is the sort of thing Obama used to do. When Obama ran for state senate in Illinois, he was trying to get the seat that was held by some old lady who held the seat from before before dinosaurs roamed the earth, because she wanted to go and move to another level of government to try and change government.
Yeah, well look, Obama, we know about his henchmen in there, et cetera, but the idea that Obama could just order something, Earl, I don't think you're saying that. Look, Biden is president.
Well, no, not so much that he ordered it, but this is the sort of thing that he would plan and he would, you know, give to his people and, you know, give to Biden. And, he need Captain Old Lady.
Well, look, you know, I hear you. The thing is, the timing of this we think Alex Jones, the phone records, the text messages, but I don't think they'd have enough time to process any of this. And Trump doesn't keep stuff around that, if there is anything, is going to be incredible. He doesn't even do emails. So the idea of finding something with January 6th, that's what they're after, I'm convinced, using the technical National Archives, Earl. But this is just a fishing expedition. It's not going to lead to anything.
Oh, no, I don't believe it is. Hunter Biden's making videos talking about how he's accepting bribes and they don't do anything. Trump has a paperclip that he took from the White House desk, and they're going to nail him to the wall
right.
for that.
Right, and that's why if it's more consequential, they ought to be out there now and telling us that. If they don't, then I got to go with what you just said. This is not consequential. They should have never done it. All right, a line has been crossed here.
Of course, if he had any documents that he took with him, all he has to say is, oh, it's my Pilates schedule and the plans for my daughter's wedding. And they let him go.
I don't know about the Pilates schedule for Trump. That's
no.
A bit of a strut. All right, what's your underrated food?
My underrated food is Caesar salad. Not that liquid Parmesan crap that you get, you know, in restaurants and stuff. I'm talking about a real homemade Caesar salad with anchovies and garlic and some fresh romaine lettuce.
Everything was good there till the anchovies.
Yeah.
You're really sticking with the anchovies, yeah?
I mean, it's authentic.
It is, but oh, man.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I make a killer Caesar salad. And one of these days, if I lose a bet to you, that's going to be our bet.
Ooh. All right. Good bet. All right. Dan, you're keeping track of all those pizza bets.
Right.
I don't know. That guy Todd over in Overbrook is going to think he's going to be fattening up on a bunch of pizzas here.
Yeah. You know, I never enjoyed a Caesar salad at home until they started releasing. Have you bought these, the bag salad?
Oh, we buy bag the slaw.
The
sweet kale, the slaw.
Ooh, yeah, we've had that too.
We That's buy really four good. Bags a week.
Do you really?
We go through it, just
wow.
the two of us, yes.
Yeah, Maisie and I, we get like four or five of the Caesar salads.
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll go like, you know what? No, it's probably about two or three a week.
Right. Lazy Americans again. We joined the club here.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to make a Caesar salad using anchovies from scratch. Come on, we'll take a bag, dump it into a bowl, and mix it together.
Yeah, exactly right. That's it, the Borowski method. All right, coming up. Big fan of the show, Governor Huckabee. Mike Huckabee will be here, and we'll ask him about Trump, the FBI, and the Clintons. He's got a lot of Clinton experience. He's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I haven't heard that tune appropriate for Governor Mike Huckabee. Back with us here in Philadelphia on the Dom Giordano program. Let's go to the governor. Hey, Governor, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, it is a pleasure to be back with you, and certainly a lot to talk about, especially this just absolutely mind-numbing raid on the former president's home. Unbelievable.
Go a little bit, you know, with you, I trust wherever you want to go. What's your internal thinking on this, of what is driving this? Because they're not that dumb, are they? They think this cuts against Trump. It helps them with apolitical people and others who think, wow, the FBI is out of control if they can do this to a former president. So what do you think Mike Huckabee is driving it?
I don't think it's that they're that dumb. I do think it's that they're that mean. And they're that committed to changing the way America functions. These are evil people. When you spend your entire effort trying to go after a former president because you're scared to death that he might get reelected and he might finish the job that he started in dismantling the deep state, and that scares the daylights out of people who have used law enforcement agencies and the Department of Justice as a political weapon with an unlimited budget to go after their political enemies and to never be held accountable for the crimes they themselves have committed. This is life and death for these folks. You know, from my perspective, it looks like an overcalculated act of stupidity. But from theirs, they know the media is going to be with them, with the exception of a handful of conservative media that they don't pay attention to. And so they're convinced that they'll just be able to say to the American people, hey, Donald Trump deserved this. He didn't turn in all the paperwork for the archives, even though Presidential Records Act basically gives him the discretion to do that. And we didn't just call his lawyer or subpoena his records and say, let's get together and see if there's some stuff that maybe is classified and we should give it. Because after all, we certainly never enforced that against Sandy Berger when he walked out of a building with paper stuffed down his pants. And we didn't enforce it against Hillary when she had 35,000 emails on a private server, which was blatantly illegal. But we're going to do it to Donald Trump because we don't like him. And so, Dom, this is a serious departure from a sense in which people can trust their government. Basically, we can't trust them except for one thing. We can trust them that they're going to come after their political enemies and use the monies that we gave them in taxes to pay for our own punishment. This is just a crazy day in America.
Let's talk about the FBI. You're pro-law enforcement. I'm pro-law enforcement. On Twitter, you probably saw that your daughter, they're going after her because she said you're losing when you go after FBI agents, meaning Hillary Clinton. This is much different, though. I don't think the FBI agents say that raided the place are complicit in all this, but it goes beyond more than just four or five people at the FBI. And the deep states, there's been news recently that Trump was actually detailing what he would do if he wins again, up and down the line with new powers to take out all these bureaucrats that are running the country in many ways. What's your sense of how compromised the FBI is? Does it seep down to the lower levels, or is this mainly the top 25, 50 people running it?
You know, I still believe that the rank and file of the FBI are good, decent people. I've even talked to several agents who are friends of mine, and they're appalled by what's happening. They feel embarrassed and betrayed that the leadership that has changed the agency from a law enforcement tool that was trusted and respected to a political organization that operates more like the East German Stasi. And that's really disturbing, because when you start using government tools and all the government resources to go after your political enemies, not people who have expressly broken the law. In fact, you let some of those folks go if they're on your side of the political aisle, but you go after your political opponents. Dom, this is worse than people fearing the muscle of the mafia. And what I tweeted earlier last night was that right now we've got to be afraid of the Department of Injustice and their goon squad at the FBI who can just break down their door if they don't like who you voted for.
And again, when you mention that, Department of Justice, the real villain, Merrick Garland, as you know, Governor, we talked when we had you here for a great event. My background was in education. I'm so sensitive to the school board things. We've done a lot to get people elected across Pennsylvania. And when Merrick Garland was caught, he and his agents, wanting to go after moms and dads, and when you're right, your nemesis over the years, the Clintons, Hunter Biden, and any number of others, it jumps out at you how extreme this is. At least with Trump, it's a big guy, it's hardball, it's all wrong. But moms and dads with school boards, that is right there un-American.
And I think that was a wake-up call to many Americans. The Virginia governor race was largely decided because people said, whoa, you mean just because you go to a school board meeting and you ask questions of an elected school board accountable to the parents and the taxpayers, you ask questions about what their kids are learning, and you're basically told, shut up, sit down, it's none of your business what we're teaching your kids. And if you do ask questions, you're a domestic terrorist. Good heavens. We've lost the country when we start having people who believe that those who are elected or appointed are accountable to no one except their own political parties, and they're not accountable to the law. The law has to be enforced equally. It has to be true blind justice. But under Christopher Wray at the FBI and Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice, we have no confidence at all. I certainly don't, that there is a one system of justice. And let me add this. White House denies they knew anything about it. Does anybody in his or her right mind, honest, believes that they didn't take something like this all the way to the White House and say, you need to be aware, here's the trigger we're about to squeeze, and you just need to be cognizant of it. Now, I realize Joe Biden isn't cognizant of much these days, but I do not for one minute believe that this was not shared all the way to the White House.
Without a doubt. Let me ask you the timing of this. Is it happenstance? You know, things are set into motion and they do it when they're going to do it. Is Mike Huckabee, who's very savvy on this stuff, do you think there's any timing that Biden was riding high after all this and they decided to do it then? Does that make sense?
Why they did it, it's hard to say, but I totally agree that nothing is done accidentally. It's not done just on a happenstance. Let's keep in mind that what we've seen is a pattern. The pattern, Peter Navarro gets frog marched across a federal courthouse lawn. He gets arrested at the door of an airplane, which, by the way, he was on his way to Nashville to be a guest on my television show.
Well, wait a minute. That's why he was arrested. I could see that then. God, we can't have that.
And so they put him in leg shackles. They strip searched him for a misdemeanor that really was about whether or not he was going to testify to Congress. And it was a legal battle. He lives 50 yards from the front door of the FBI, and they could have called him and said, you need to come over. We feel like that we're going to charge you with contempt of Congress, which, by the way, remember when Eric Holder, the then attorney general, in a bipartisan vote was charged with contempt of Congress? Did anybody grab him in handcuffs and march him anywhere? Did they strip search him? Did they put him in leg irons? No. You know what happened to him? Nothing.
Exactly.
But if you're connected to President Trump, you know, they serve you up as if you're a prisoner of the Chinese Communist Party. And, Dom, it's the double standard. It's the fact that people are being treated as if they had committed a serious felony that injured or killed people. All the while, Hunter Biden is guarded by FBI and Secret Service agents, even though he's on video smoking crack, paying off and flirting with prostitutes and bragging about the millions of dollars that he made, 10% of which goes to the big guy. Witnesses have confirmed that is, in fact, Joe Biden. So at what point do we quit being cynical and start saying we've got to get Congress in the hands of the Republicans this November? And then I hope immediately after that, Donald Trump announces for reelection. And whatever people were thinking before, look, let's be honest. I think he's the only guy with the guts to go in and finish the job he started. And that's what it's going to take to end this deep state just destruction that these people are doing to a constitutional republic.
All things Mike Huckabee now. You mentioned the TV show, but I'm intrigued, too, by the series you put out for kids about the country.
It's been a real thrill to be able to try to create some materials that presented for parents a positive view of America. And that's really what we're doing. It's called Learn Our History. And people can subscribe or they can get some free materials and see if they like it. But the basic idea is that America is not a perfect country. But by golly, there's a long line of people trying to break into it. There is no line whatsoever for people trying to break out. And all these celebrities that always say that, oh, if the election doesn't go our way and Republicans win, we're going to leave the country. You know what? None of them have ever left. We should be happy for them to leave, but they stay. And why? Because despite their lies about how bad America is, deep down, this country's been good to them, really good to them. And we see it in the form of Brittany Griner, who's stuck in a Russian prison for 9 years. Do I think that's excessive? Of course I do. But this is a young lady that told everybody America was so bad that she wouldn't even stand when the national anthem is played, even come out of the locker room. Well, good news, Brittany. For the next 9 years, you will never have to be subjected to hearing that song.
Hey, Governor, parting question. My producer tells me you played alongside Ted Nugent, Def Leppard, and Leonard Skinner. Who impressed you the most? Pick one out of those.
You've asked me a tough question. I've had so many great experiences playing with wonderful artists. You know, I would say that maybe because I'm a good Southern boy, it's hard to beat getting to play Sweet Home Alabama with Leonard Skinner.
Yeah. Let's do a Skinner classic, Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, do you still use as your tagline, as we did over in media umpteen years ago with a great book, Elvis has left the building?
Yep, I still do. Elvis has left the building, but I'm still here. So,
thank you, Governor. Thanks for coming on today and for great analysis of this. Always appreciate it. Thank you very much. Anytime you're welcome here with any project, anything at all.
Thanks, Tom. God bless, man.
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee here on Talk Radio 1210. Unusual combination. Thank you, Dan, for that.
It's incredible scene. I'm watching the video here of him playing with Leonard Skinner and yeah. All the rock guys, and Huckabee still in his like suit with the tie, and it's awesome.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon when producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. Little less political segment of the Dom Giordano program. And Dom, I want to get started off by talking about something political. Awful Announcing is an online blog that kind of looks at, you know, outtakes from sports announcers or news people and then posts some. It's usually a vehicle to make things go viral. And just about an hour ago, they posted up a post on their blog that looked at the Sunday Phillies broadcast. And obviously they write about the things that Pete Rose had to say. But there's one thing that's kind of piqued my interest a little bit. I'm kind of curious as to what you might say about this. So they write about a joke that Steve Carlton made, one of the best left-handers ever, While in the broadcast booth, he was sitting there with the guys, and the Philly Fanatic walked in. And Dom, this is what he had to say. Here's a live from the or back from the broadcast back on Sunday.
Oh, and of course, here's the numbers for Lefty, the Phillies.
The guy in green. Yeah.
The Fanatic has ventured into the lounge, and he's got popcorn.
He's seen it all.
I love popcorn. We're doing an interview.
Yeah, popcorn with a side of green fur.
Yeah, a little fuzziness to it.
Remember, AOC wants to date him, by the way. AOC wants to date him.
Oh, man, Tommy McCarthy saying, get me out of here, parachute. That's a great one.
Yes,
what is Steve Carlin? First of all, remember I said last week, oh, man, it's not just Pete Rose. You got to watch Steve Carlin. He's a survivalist. There's all kinds of stuff that he's done. I think he lives in Colorado.
Yeah.
And AOC wants to date him. I think remember when AOC said, yeah, they all want to date me. Anytime you criticize her, it's because you want to date her.
But he was talking about the Fanatic in particular, though.
Right.
So is he kind of like making a bad joke about AOC and saying that she wants to date something crazy like the Fanatic? Or was it like a joke about, because just before that, you hear him say something about the green fur. Is it something like, oh, because she has green fur, the Green New Deal, you know, AOC wants to date him because he's green? Like,
oh, I'm thinking it's Tommy McCarthy. Oh, man, let me out of here. I don't know if that was before or after Pete Rose.
That's a political joke. But
he is pretty hot, isn't he? No, not that hot. I mean hot.
Oh, my goodness. And Kroc there, too, who can get you in trouble.
Yeah.
If I were sitting, I'm doing it as the mind of the host. What would I do here? Let's go to commercial. Get the hell out of here.
It seems like a pretty innocent joke regardless. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if they can frame it in something to, you know, cancel Carlton.
Right.
I'm just curious as to, like, it's just a bad joke. I'm kind of curious as to what he meant
right.
by
yeah,
it.
Right, yeah, what's it? Yeah, all the explaining you'd have to do with AOC and Fur and the Fanatic and everything else.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Is Carlton, so he leans right? He's a conservative?
Oh, yeah. I don't know about a conservative. He's out there.
Yeah.
So, right, yeah, he would be, yes. He's a survivalist.
It's ironic that one of the best lefties is
on the right. And that's after Pete Rose. And Mike Schmidt has had his moments, too, as far as saying stuff that, you know, has been problematic.
Well, thank you for dissecting that a little bit for you.
Well, thank you.
A little bit more understanding there, but Carlton, you swung and missed there.
He sounded really bad. I don't think Steve Carlton's that old or anything.
No, I don't think so at all. Yeah.
All right, coming up, Dom's Money Melody will have for a great prize this hour and continuing look at what the heck's happening next with President Trump here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.